Hold it. It's an hour gone already?
Yes, it's gone. It's gone.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, this is Jarmin Leitner, Dr. Richard Danford, and Larry Williams, and our special guest, Cedric Rivers.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.
It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night
lighting you don't want to miss. The offices of the Jacksonville Children's Chorus downtown will be illuminated with a holiday light display synchronized to recorded songs of the season. It runs through the end of the year. More info on events around town, and you can submit your own at praise1079.com.
Light every eye.
It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
The new Praise 107.
Good morning, listeners. Thank you for joining us today. I am speaking with you today from Miami, Florida. I'm a student who's graduating today with a doctorate. Very proud of her. But I'm very grateful to Dr. Sharon Bowen, who's back with us with Medicare, the ABCs, and Pastor Miles from the Optimist Literacy Institute. Good morning, Dr. Bowen. Good morning, Pastor Miles. And, of course, Gail is in class today, and we're so grateful to have you all sitting in. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Bowen, did I hear that the enrollment is until December 15th?
Oh, no, ma'am. That is major medical, the regular enrollment for persons under 65 that are not on Medicare. The Medicare annual enrollment is going to end December 7th. After that, I'll talk more about that during the show, but December 7th is their date.
Okay. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in, for coming back in. And thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in to It's All About Literacy. Prayers. Enjoy the show. Gotta go. They're calling me.
Thank you, Dr. Cassidy.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, good morning. Good morning again to all of our listeners. It's all about literacy. It's time to be reminded of the importance of improvement, self-improvement, self-enrichment, and growth. There's a principle that says that when growth and progress occurs, happiness is part and a result of that growth and development. So the opposite is just the same. When we are not seeing growth, when we're not feeling progress is being made, sadness encounters. So it's no better time than Saturday morning to tune into Praise 107.9, where praise is uplifting and building and picking up your spirit. So you've tuned into the right place. It's all about literacy. Welcome, Dr. Bowen, again. It is so good to be in the studio with you. How are you feeling today?
Excellent. Excellent. It's a great day. I'm in the land of the living. And I am yet praising him for what he's already done.
Amen. Amen. That's a good segue to what we're going to be talking about today, the open enrollment period. And as you just said, December 7th is the end of the enrollment for Medicare. And you mentioned the ACA, the other. What?
Affordable health care.
Affordable health care, mm-hmm. And that's December 15th.
Yes, it is.
So either way, time is coming to an end, and we need to get up if we haven't already and get enrolled.
Absolutely. Time is of the essence. We have found ourselves at the same place again this year. Last year, we were around the same time approaching the end days of annual enrollment. And what happens is, it's very, very important. I want to start with a quote that I use many times that I have enhanced some. And it states that knowledge is power. We all know that knowledge is power. Well, I modified that just a bit. I tweaked it some.
Mm-hmm.
Because applied knowledge is power. It doesn't matter how much knowledge we have. If we do nothing with it, mm-hmm. or don't have the wisdom to use it, it benefits us nothing.
True, true.
So we have to begin to utilize the information resources, the professionals, and every certified segue and opportunity to make sure that we're maximizing our resources.
Mm-hmm.
During this period, I want to alert you, if you are Medicare eligible and you're in Medicare plans now, that means, quick review, you're in your Part A, you're in your Part B. That's on your red, white, and blue card. And if you just have traditional Medicare, you probably have a Part D as well for your prescriptions. If you chose Medicare Advantage, you have a big fat Part C that rolls A and B and D together. Some of you may have chosen to keep traditional Medicare, utilize a supplemental plan. Thus, that's why we call it the ABCs of Medicare, because there's an alphabet for just about everything you do with Medicare. But if you are in Medicare plans right now, I cannot stress enough the importance to make sure you review your specific plans and situations, because if you do not do that, you will be bound by the decisions you chose not to make. It will force you to stay where you are. And if you are in Medicare Advantage, there are some strict and specific rules that you must apply to your situation. And after December 7th, you don't have that choice again until October 15th of the following year.
As you were speaking, the late Miles Monroe made this quote famous. He said, your choices and decisions today will impact and direct your future successes or failures.
That's correct.
So choose wisely. And I hear you saying that, not just to choose wisely, but to get to going, to take action.
Yes, because faith without works is dead. If we don't add some works to our faith, we don't make changes. We have to do that. We're going to prepare ourselves to just flood you with some information today and get a lot of things coming your way. We're going to prepare for a break. Remember, it's all about literacy, and literacy is more than just reading and writing. It's literacy in every literal area of our life.
And as we go into our break, I want you to, as you're listening to the music, I want you to also take some action, kinetic action, in doing, start stretching, because we're going to ask you to, as the praise break goes on in further in the segments of It's All About Literacy, we're going to ask you to get up and start moving. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. It's All About Literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear you say,
well, time.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get to win the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days. I'm till I'm at least I stop breathing, yeah.
Welcome back to It's All About Literacy here at Praise 107.9. Praise, and looking forward to that day when we all hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We are hoping that as you tune in today, you are taking notes, you're jotting down this information that Dr. Bowens is sharing, and we want to thank God for her. We want to give acknowledgement to God for blessing her, equipping her, preparing her for such a time as this to share such pertinent information. And so, Dr. Sharon, you were speaking of summarizing some of the points of the Medicare enrollment, and to give full disclosure, I too am a licensed insurance agent, and so I can confirm and verify that what you're sharing is so spot on. And I was listening to the last broadcast, and you really, item by item, broke it down. Could you give us a summary again of why it's so important that folk get up and get involved in their own medical care?
Yes. It is very important. As we become more mature, we get a little more seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way.
Hey, well said.
And different things change. As I mentioned last week, when we were younger, when we were in our 20s, when we were teenagers, we may have gone to the doctor probably once a year, even if that.
Mm-hmm.
As we become more mature, most of us had just a general doctor, and that was it. Now, when we pass the age of 50, or sometimes or a little earlier than that,
mm-hmm.
most of us have at least two doctors. A primary and at least one specialist. Some may have three or four specialists. We have to look at our health, our conditions, our plan of care, our regimens that we're working with to find out what's going to be most important for me at the stage I'm in currently. Mm-hmm. If I'm on, for example, Medicare Advantage that has taken Part A, Part B, and Part D. A is hospitals, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Little hospitals and a little room and board. That's what I call it.
Very good.
You go in the hospital, you come out, most of the Medicare recipients that I've interacted with go into rehab for a number of things. Remember, Medicare is going to take the first 20 days of your rehab, and it's 100% they'll pay. After that, there's co-pays, and there's other costs that begin to be passed on to you.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your specific needs, what type of plan will work better.
And I really appreciate you breaking it down, because it can get confusing. But when you break it down to its lowest common denominator,
mm-hmm.
It's easier to understand. What is the range? Is a 30-year-old eligible for Medicare? And I know the answer, but I'm just putting it out there so folk can understand why it's so important that we're mm-hmm. having this conversation.
Right. The great question. A 30-year-old is not eligible for Medicare unless they have been disabled for 24 months or more. When you become disabled at whatever age it is, and you are consistently disabled and receiving benefits for 24 months, you're automatically enrolled in Medicare disability. So there is a possibility that younger persons that are younger than 65 is the normal Medicare eligibility age.
Mm-hmm.
You're automatically eligible then if you've worked enough quarters and you're entitled to Part A. You'll get Part A at a zero premium.
And I appreciate, I listened in, tuned in on the last program, and you really explained it so well. Does Medicare going to pay for all my costs when I go into the hospital?
Another great question. Medicare does not. When you think about your Part A, that covers your hospitals. Anytime you're admitted into the hospital for 24 hours or more, your Part A for Medicare kicks in. Great point of reference, because if you go to the hospital and you're at the emergency room and you're sitting there for 3 days and you're not admitted, it's not admitted into the hospital. So it is different. You have to be an inpatient 24 hours or more for your Part A to kick in for those benefits. And there are sizable deductions
mm-hmm.
for every segment or benefit period within there.
I want to add that you can call in to Praise 107.9 at 904-296-2251, 296-2251. Call in if you have questions, specific questions. Dr. Bowen will certainly field and take that call and hear what you have to say. If you have comments also, if you're enjoying the programming, the format, please call in and let us know, because here at Praise 107.9, we acknowledge that it's about acknowledging and recognizing when someone is doing something well, when someone has done something great. And so here at Praise 107.9, it's all about literacy. We focus on understanding what praise is, because sometimes when you wake up, whether you're 40, 50, or above 65, sometimes when you wake up, you just don't feel good. The joints are aching. You don't even have to be an older adult. The finances may be messed up here in the first of the month. So why would you say, in your experience, Doc, as you share with us, why would you say folk are taking so long to get up and get enrolled?
Well, procrastination has been a part of culture, human nature, since the very beginning of time. And sometimes what I have found in my practices and my interactions with recipients and Medicare eligible beneficiaries, I have noticed that many times if we don't address something or deal with it or discuss it, we kind of feel like it's out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That is not accurate. That does not happen. When we don't deal with something, it just causes it to get bigger or worse, and it can force us into a place to where we won't even have a choice or any influence over what happens. We don't want to get to that point. We want to go ahead and actively make a decision prior to, so that we're controlling what is really happening to us. And I do urge each of you to go ahead and maximize your time. Today is December the 2nd. Can you believe it? We have grace upon us. 5 days. God's grace and favor is the number 5. That is all we have left. December 7th will be here before we know it. You don't want to be forced into a decision because you didn't make a decision. It's kind of like communicating. Nonverbal communication speaks loud and clear. Many times by us not making a statement, making a decision, making a comment, we make one very loud and clear. Because no action sometimes speaks volumes of actions. And you know what? As you prepare, as we prepare to go on break, I want each of you to know that, guess what? You're a winner. I'm a winner. We're all winners because we already won the battle, and it's not ours anyway. It is all about literacy. Come on, let's get ready.
Well said, well said. Please stay tuned, and again, please start stretching, stretching. We're going to ask you to do some movement on the next praise break. Come on back. Stay with us. It's all about literacy.
God said, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner.
Whatever he wants me to be,
through Christ
strengthens me.
Happy Saturday again. Welcome back to It's All About Literacy. This is Pastor Miles, and we're so glad that you're tuned in to Praise 107.9. You are definitely a winner. We're all winners in the sight of God, and the scripture says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's important to tune into 107.9 to be reminded of that fact, reminded of the praise that needs to be in our hearts and bubble up in on our lips. Why is that important? Because praise amplifies, it makes bigger, it recognizes God's role and God as the source in our life. So praise is not to make the object of our adoration and acknowledgement. It doesn't make God bigger, because he is bigger than big. There's no one greater. But it does change and amplify our own awareness and view of God's hand in our lives. And so it's important to praise, give God praise. It's important to tune into Praise 107.9 every morning, every day. It's important to tune into It's All About Literacy, because you get fed. You get fed. You get fed. And so as we went into the break, the praise break, I was asking you to start stretching, doing some stretching. Why is that important? Because studies have shown that when you are depressed, or when you're sad, or when you're stressed, and you have high blood pressure or anxiety in your life, and, you know, I don't need to read the list anymore. I'm sure you're connecting with me. But when you're going through all of this, to change your mindset, to change how you're feeling from sad to happy, one important solution or thing to do is to get up and get moving. And I'm so happy that Dr. Bond, you want to share why it's important to get up and start moving?
Sure. While we were on break and preparing ourselves to come back to share great information with you all, I stood up, and they were looking, and I was saying that my foot was going to sleep. I had to get up and get moving myself.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting and we're sharing information, you know, it's very critical that you move around.
Mm-hmm.
Many work in call centers or in customer service capacities where you sit and take calls or service persons all day without moving. It is good to get up every hour or every 30 minutes and just walk to the water cooler, go to the kitchen, get some coffee, just walk around your office and go say hi to someone you normally don't see. If you're at home, when you're listening, when we go to break, that's a good time for you to get up and do something. Even if it's just get up, walk to the front door, and see how gorgeous it is outside today.
Yeah.
It is very important that we take the time to exercise not just our physical body, but let's exercise our mind, our mindset, our mentality. Exercise our opportunities, our decision-making authority. Here is an area that you can control, that you can make choices for.
And you see an immediate impact. You see an immediate result.
Yes, you do.
Because when you start, when you go, if you go to a house of worship, wherever that is, whoever that might be, thankfully you do, but even if you don't, when you tune into Praise 107.9 and the music is playing and you're tapping your feet and you want to move, you know, it brings an immediate result, a physiological result in your body, and that translates in great rewards, great dividends to enhancing and improving your attitude, your mindset. So when you go to a house of worship and you're downtrodden and you're listening to the praise and worship and you're listening to the word from the man or woman of God, it compels you to move. You can't help but move when you hear good gospel music and the hymns of the church. It makes an impact quite immediately, and I'm you know, I did my due diligence and some research in preparation for today, Dr. Bowen, and I tuned into your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you have a face. Dr. Bowen has a Facebook page, so you mean need to check her out, like her page. And one of the quotes that you had listed was this, and I quote, "What God is walking me into is far greater than what I walked out of."
Amen.
Right now, today, this morning, as we go into the Advent, tomorrow being the first Sunday of officially of Advent, the expectation of and the hope, which is great expectation of the coming of Christ, we need to take a look at how we're looking at our lives.
Mm-hmm.
During this open enrollment period, yeah, we may really need the Medicaid and Medicare, forgive me, Medicare benefits. But even before that, as a preliminary, as a before, we have, as you said, some control mm-hmm. in our own health.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
We do. We believe God for divine health,
mm-hmm.
and we believe what the Scripture declares. We also, again, have to add works to our faith.
Yeah.
In the book of 2 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the latter part, it talks about first natural, then spiritual. So that tells me that if I want to know what's going on in the spirit realm in my life, all I got to do is look at my natural life. So if I'm struggling and I'm challenging and I'm not making the best decisions here, it's going to show. I have to order my private world because it's going to overflow in my public world. If I'm not really eating right, taking the time to exercise, doing the natural things, God can add his super all day long. I may not have the best results because I have to participate. And that's what's going on during this season. You have to participate. I want us to, you made a statement, Pastor, and I want to clarify that because a lot of people have that, they cross those up, Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
They do, because the words are similar,
mm-hmm.
and CMS, who is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, administers both.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned on last Saturday, the Social Security Administration actually administers the Medicare benefits. But the CMS organization is the person that carries it out. It starts with Social Security when you're eligible. And remember, you're first eligible for Social Security at 62. It doesn't make you eligible for Medicare at that age, but you are eligible for Social Security at 62. It is reduced benefits, and if you choose that, remember, it's permanently reduced for your lifetime. We did come across some additional information. Once you're 65 and you're eligible for Medicare, your Social Security is not going to increase because you turned 65. But a nugget I want to throw out there for my couples that may be listening. Typically, the male spouse is a little older than the female spouse. Here is some great information that you want to study and see if it works for your life. When your husband, wife, when your husband is a full Medicare age, whether that's 66 exactly, 66 in 2 months, 66 in 10 months, whatever the formula is, because Social Security has dictated what that will be based on your year of birth, there is a way to maximize all the benefits that are available to you. If you're a younger spouse, I will use my example, my personal example, as well as what I use with clients and prospects to help them understand what's available to them. My husband is 62. I'm 58. When he's 66 in 2 months, he will be eligible for full Social Security. At that time, I will be 62. A way to maximize all the benefits that are available to us is for me to take on my spousal benefits for him, which is 30%. Of his full retirement benefit, not from him, just from Social Security set aside for me, and then I can delay my personal benefits until I'm 66 in 10 months or age 70 is the latest time. What does that do? Let me recap. It means that there's quite a few thousand dollars that over a four-year period I have access to that otherwise I would never get that money back. You have to set a plan in place for your greatest benefit. I still won't be eligible for Medicare until 65. But at 62, I can take on my spousal benefits from my husband, earn that 30% for those 4 years and 10 months, and if I choose to delay my benefits even further, I can delay them as far as age 70, and at that time get the maximum that's allowed to me at that time. So that's just another opportunity for you to see that there's more increase you can bring in your place and how you can maybe make some different decisions because you're not limited by income.
Great points. Thank you, Dr. Bowen. And want to remind you, you're tuned in to It's All About Literacy here at Praise 107.9, acknowledging that praise belongs to God, and acknowledging that we have a part to play in receiving and laying hold to the blessings of God. Blessings translated literally means to be empowered. So know that as you praise God, the blessings come down, the empowerment. As the information is going forth here, it's all about literacy. You are empowered to take action. We'll look for you to stay with us on this praise break, and we invite you to start moving around, start lifting your arms, and start clapping your hands. Do something to get the blood flowing in your hands, in your body.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
It was the blood that redeemed me. It was the blood that kept me from harm. When the enemy came to take my life, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Your blood,
Josh Copeland.
Take my life.
It was.
It was the blood.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it was the blood.
It was the blood.
How many know it was the blood that saved?
Lost his life. Lost his life.
Because of your blood.
Because of your blood.
I've been set free.
Now
my life. It's complete.
It's complete.
Oh yeah.
It was the blood.
See, oh yeah.
It was
the blood.
The blood
that Jesus
shed.
To my doubt.
To my doubt.
Cause my fear. Because of your blood, Jesus, I've been set free. Now my life is complete. Oh, somebody say, oh yes, it was the blood.
My
down,
my
fear,
my
tears,
Welcome back to It's All About Literacy here at Praise 107.9. Can't emphasize how important it is for you to do your part during this last week of open enrollment. And we're not just speaking to those who are 65 and older, but we're speaking to your family members. We're speaking to you, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, friend, neighbor. We're speaking to you to get involved in their lives. Oftentimes they may know what to do, but may just need another human being coming to their side to encourage them, not push them, not order them, not tell them, but to encourage them that they have a part to play in their own medical care. And medical care is really, and Medicare is really just a part of the package and the puzzle in your balanced, healthy lifestyle. So, Dr. Bowen, you were speaking that it's coming down to an end, and we spoke about procrastination and how really putting off something doesn't resolve it; it just puts it off. What other words of encouragement can you give our listeners who have waited till this time? Are there not persons that they can call and talk to and get signed up?
There are resources out there. As I've been encouraging the last couple of weeks, take the time to sit down with a certified professional who is a subject matter expert in these areas, who can advise you, who can coach you, who can share with you what your rights, your entitlements, and your options are.
Wow, that is you really need to get up, do your part, take action. You know, there's a principle that talks about why we fail, and I can't remember the author, but the sum of it, the paraphrase of it, is we fail because we never get started. And I would rather start something, take some action, and have it not work out or have to make adjustments than to not take any action at all. The key word for today, as we praise God for the blessings of life, health, and strength, as we praise God and as we go into an intentional step in getting enrolled, we want you to take action. What else can you tell us about open enrollment and Medicare that our listening class needs to know about, Dr. Bowen?
Here are some final steps and some final thoughts for you. The critical thing to be aware of is that December 7th is Thursday. This upcoming week on Thursday is the deadline for annual enrollment. You must make your decisions by that time. If you don't make a decision by that time, there will be no other choices for you until the next annual enrollment on October 15th. Whatever plan you're on now, if it's working well for you, that's great. If it's Medicare Advantage, where you took your Part A, Part B, and Part D and rolled it into a nice C, no matter which company that provides that coverage for you, look at the options, make a comparison based on your doctors, based on the hospitals, your specialists, and the services that you require. Make sure your selections are in the network for the company you're considering, and make sure that what you've chosen is going to be good for you for the year, because you won't have another opportunity and another choice. I can't urge you enough to make sure that you take the time to sit down, grandchildren, children, neighbors, friends, colleagues. There may be an elderly person that is not sure of the decision they want to make. They may need your help. This is the time when the younger of us can assist us, and we can kind of get in on that. So I definitely encourage you to take advantage of this time, because it is running out. And I've seen so many horror stories by being forced because the decision we made was no decision.
Well said, well said. And we want to remind you that the number, the call-in number here at Praise 107.9 is 904-296-2251. We want to get your feedback. We want to get your input. We want to answer your questions. We're going to take your calls, and when we're offline or off air, we'll be able to speak with you because we want to ensure that you are heard and that your questions are answered. If we don't know, between Dr. Bowen, between myself, between the Optimist Literacy Institute and Dr. Kathy, if we don't know the answer, I can assure you we know where to go to get the answer. Amen? So we want to encourage you, as the time is coming to an end, we want to encourage you again to get up, do your part, get enrolled. And for those of you who are saying to yourself, who may be saying to yourself, well, you know, I'm nowhere near retirement, I'm nowhere near 65, the key for today's topic is kinetics. If there were such a word, a topic of the day, it is kinetic. That is movement. Mm-hmm. And as you utilize Medicare in the event you need to go into the hospital, you need to get medical care, that's what we call this Medicare insurance. It's in case you do. But so as not to, you need to do your part and you get moving, to go walking, to do exercise. But at the very minimum, Dr. Bond, you can certainly speak to this, but at the very minimum, we need to stretch. I have a friend who walks religiously, that means methodically and every day, and they don't stretch. They get up and they go. I think, Dr. Bond, they think they're still 16 or 25. But as you said, as your body gets older, you need to take more intentional care of it, would you say?
Absolutely. You must do that. And again, to remind us, when we were younger, we may have gone to the doctor once a year. Very few of us that are 50 plus go once a year. Maybe once a quarter might be more effective. Even though we may not see the same doctor each time, it's because many of us now have specialists. Here is the best food for thought that I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
If we plan to fail, we'll fall for anything. We fail to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we will fall for anything. We must know what we need. Sometimes we've got to research our own lives, our health, our situations. We have to learn to move with the cheese. There's a book, a very easy read by Jerry Blanchard, called Who Moved My Cheese?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's the story of a couple of mice, him and her. And one embraced the idea of change.
Mm-hmm.
The other did not. When the cheese moves, you got to move with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes that means looking at what my plans are.
Yeah.
Do they still meet my needs? Is there something more effective? In every area, cost-effective, benefit-wise, the WIFM, what's in it for me? Is it still meeting my needs today as it did when I enrolled in Medicare 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Always review. Always do an assessment. Because if we don't look at something, if we don't check on something, it's not going to just automatically take care of itself. We've got to take the time to look into our own lives. Because what we do for ourselves is really not for us. It's for those who care for us, those who have to minister to us, and those who are going to be there in God, if, God forbid, something happens to us.
In the military, Dr. Bond, they have a term, and also in corporate America, you get what you inspect. And what I hear you saying, the life application of your points, of your valid points, is that even in your life, you need to, on an ongoing basis, reflect and review whether what you're doing is lining up with where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how you said, and you referenced Who Moved My Cheese, it's all about your the way you see your situation.
Perception.
And here, as we wind up and encourage you again to go get enrolled, take advantage of this time that's coming to an end. Don't procrastinate anymore. Go ahead and get to going. Do your part. Get enrolled. Change how you're looking at this situation. If you don't have transportation, please, get some help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. So thank you, Dr. Bowen. It's been wonderful, and as the open enrollment period for Medicare is coming to a close on next Thursday, what closing thoughts? I know you're going to be involved. What do you do after with yourself after Medicare enrollment is come to a close?
Well, I'm a licensed agent, and I service probably 150 clients. So I have servicing to do. I'm continuously working with people. I do seminars. I do education and information sessions. I kind of do a lot of things, as well as serve in my local ministry. I serve my pastor. I'm a leader at our ministry. And I love God. You don't love God?
Hey,
what's wrong with you?
I think that's a song. That's a
it
song.
It is a song.
And I love how you are expressing yourself. And how can folk get in touch with you? We know that the number here at Praise 107.9, we've indicated it's 904-296-2251. How can our listeners get in touch with you if they have further questions?
If they have further questions and they want to get in touch with me directly, they can reach me at 904-910-7203. Again, that's 904-910-7203.